You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
As usual, we kick off with how the markets have been moving throughout the day. They've had quite a good day, depending on which end of the market you've been on. I'm joined on the line by founder at Herenia Capital, Pietri Redlinghuis, to take a look at some of those movements. Marmalade, lovely to speak to you again. markets having a good day. That CPI data coming through just in the nick of time.
Yeah, well, okay, I mean, depends on which side of the pond you're on, right? Our market had a great day, 90 basis points higher on the top 40 index. So that's almost 90 basis points. So it's almost 1% up. What a great day, at least on the future. But unfortunately, US market's currently down 0.7%. So not so happy there. I think we might probably have a tough start to the weekend if things continue the way they are, which is more than likely. It's interesting, Tesla... some big news as well. They're delaying the launch of their robo-taxi service to October. So Tesla also getting absolutely hammered. So the tech stocks in the US not so super happy. 1.8% down on the NASDAQ at the moment. Those magnificent seven or whatever they are. Not so magnificent all the time. That said, it was an all-time record high close just yesterday. So keep it in context and take it with a pinch of salt, I suppose. Locally, we had some data and all the rest. Well, the US, obviously, CPI data coming in slightly cooler than expected, which is generally good. However, you know, I think that the tech sort of index is really putting a bit of pressure there, cooling off, coming down some 2% is kind of overshadowing that. What was stood out to me was jobless data. Jobless claims also lower than what was forecast, lower than the previous number as well. So the US job market seems to be stabilizing a little bit. Inflation coming down. These are good things. Locally, what intrigued me the most was actually the consumer sentiment numbers that came out. Thomson Reuters, it's an acronym. I don't know if you're ready for it. The South African Thomson Reuters IPSOS Primary Consumer Sentiment Index.
That's a mouthful.
Yeah, right. But what it does show is consumers are the most optimistic they have been since, well, the data, well, let's see how much further back this data goes. I mean, this is all the way back to February 2023, and they obviously, you know, pull a monthly number here. They're actually coming in at 48.16, and like let's compare that to July last year. So same time last year, it was 40.58. So that's 8 points higher. So it doesn't sound like a lot, but it's 20% more. which I think you and I can feel. We were talking about this the other day, actually, on a different show, but the overall South African environment feels to be easing. And I think we've had a great election result. We're starting to see, we're over 100 days now of actual electricity nonstop. Surprise, surprise, people are feeling a bit more optimistic about the future because things seem to be actually going a bit better. So that is very good news, I think. And our market has a long way to catch up to where the US has been over the last 5 years. So there's a lot of upside for us to be had, I think.
As you mentioned, this consumer index, I just pulled it up myself as well, and I can't seem to see a reading north of 46. The last time we were at 46 was September of 2023, but we haven't been this high in 2 years, if ever. So definitely lots of positivity and lots of positive sentiment at the moment. Let's look at some of the counters locally that would have driven this. I mean, the financial stocks obviously reacting quite positively to those softer inflation numbers out of the US, suggesting that we'll see rate cuts sooner rather than later. The Rand briefly coming below 18 Rand, not really holding below 18 Rand. Are markets just at this point waiting to actually get confirmation of that rate cut?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's don't count your chickens till they hatch, or don't count your pennies till they're in your bank account. So let's wait for the actual number to get in. Interesting couple of things happening. Gold seems to be breaching the highs. It's kind of pushing towards that all-time high again, $2,415. So that's kind of a bit counterintuitive, but I suppose in context, the US market is falling, gold rallying, it kind of makes sense. The Rand firming up below 18. This is just general South African bullishness. So yes, I think that also just contextually, we say great, rate cuts, wonderful, good for property prices, good for the consumer, good for all these things. But let's just keep in mind that from a historic basis, over the last 100 years or so, every time interest rates, the cutting cycle begins in the US, it is economic contraction that follows.
Mm.
When the economy is expanding too fast, prices, inflation is out of control. So they have to raise interest rates to cool the economy down. Eventually, mission accomplished, now the economy starts to contract. So what do? You have to lower interest rates to stimulate the economy, aka generally, historically, and you know, you can decide for yourself whether or not history repeats itself. But so far, every time there has been a rate cutting cycle in the US, it was followed by a recession. In fact, it marked the beginning of the recession. So make of that what you will.
So if history is set to repeat itself, there are some factors that are obviously different this time around, right? So there are factors around the pandemic, there are factors around post-pandemic, there are factors around U.S. elections, there's still that $2 trillion stimulus that was never around in the past. Are these factors enough for history to not repeat itself?
No. I'd love to say yes, but the answer is no. Yes, you want a little crystal ball prediction. This is what I think happens. I think we start seeing rate cuts. I think we see the Republicans take the House and the Senate in a bit of a whitewash elections.
So Donald Trump back in office.
Oh, Donald Trump back in office. And then recession. And obviously the Democrats will have a field day with that. You see, we fixed all the things and now Trump is back in charge and everything's breaking. And as we know, that it's always kind of a lagging indicator, less to do with the president that's in charge than it is the prevailing economic circumstance. But anyway, that's what I think happens. I think the Democrats take a big win, and I think that also think we see a recession within the next sort of 12 months, and we see rate cuts before the end of the year probably. And I think that, you know, everybody's going to blame that on the Republicans.
Okay, let's stick with your crystal ball, Petri. I like that you have it out. What does the South African picture look like then?
The South African picture is inverse to that. I think that, well, not completely inverse. Obviously, we will be affected by, the happenings in the, let's call it the Western superpowers. But I do think that there is a bit of a power shift happening from West to East. Our allegiances are with China and Russia and the rest of the BRICS nations, India, Brazil, as well as recently the Saudis. So I think that we probably are in a situation where our fortunes are tied more to the East than they are to the West. And I think given the fact that our economic circumstances are changing and it seems that we can actually keep the lights on, that we may be that super undervalued gem at the moment. In terms of emerging markets, we are the most value for money one at the moment. If we can show a bit of stability, a bit of economic growth, the sky's the limit for us. So I think we outperform the US markets quite strongly over the next couple of years. I know there's a lot of rand bears and, you know, super bearish people on South African equities out there, but I think that I'll eat my hat if I have to, but I think in the next 2 years, it's going to be a South Africa first story.
That's quite an interesting take on it, because even though you said we're heavily aligned to the East, we haven't exactly alienated the West. I mean, we've made it very clear that we sit on the side of what is good for everybody in South Africa and all of that. We've been very politically correct in how we've approached the situation. So I suspect, regardless of which way it turns out, as you said, the South African picture definitely looking on the up as long as we can maintain our own stability. But we have run out of time. Thanks, as always, for those insights, Petri Redling, a founder at Herenia Capital, joining me to reflect on some of the market movements throughout the day, as well as his thoughts around where South Africa positions itself.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.